Sandy Care LLC proudly presents The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast. I am your host, Sophie. And let me welcome you to the rest of the Sandy Care Breakfast Club, starting with Susanna.
Hi.
Seth.
Hi.
Andre.
Hello.
Vicky.
Hi.
Angelica.
Hi.
Andrew.
Hey.
Alicia.
Hello.
April.
Hello.
Josh.
Hello.
Paula.
Hello.
Ashley.
Hi.
Karen.
Hi.
Diamond.
I can Diamond.
And we have Ramon working the Sandy Care soundboard.
Hello, everybody.
Introducing Delphina W. Gilbert, administrator and proprietor of Sandy Care.
Thank you, Sophie. The mission of Sandy Care is to provide caring services that promote the improvement and quality of life for citizens with special needs through compassion and integrity. We are dedicated to providing a meaningful and innovative environment through community engagement while addressing activities of daily living.
Thank you, Mrs. Gilbert. And before you leave the house, don't forget the headlines we like to call the morning toast.
Are you hungry for the headlines? The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast will serve you your morning toast.
Hello, friends. I am Vicky, and this is your morning toast. From nationalcalendarday.com, today is National Milkshake Day, bringing chocolate and ice cream lovers together. Aww. Who do you think makes the best chocolate milkshake?
Danos does.
Wendy's in the form of Frosties really loves the chocolate milkshakes.
McDonald's makes a great hot chocolate.
Milkshake! A chocolate milkshake!
Dairy Queen does.
Dairy Queen does.
I'd have to say probably Steak and Shake. Yeah.
I usually get my milkshakes from Dairy Queen and Steak and Shake.
I think McDonald's makes the best milkshake.
I think Arby's makes the best milkshakes.
I think Steak and Shake.
Berries.
I have to agree that Steak Shake has the best milkshake. That and I used to work there, so I used to make them.
Today is also National Day of Encouragement. Encouragement lifts up someone when they are down. It's the right words to keep up trying and keep focusing on goals. Who is a person you know right now that makes a positive impact for you or anyone else when it comes to encouragement?
My family and my friends at Sandy Care.
My mommy, Ashley.
The person who makes a positive impact on me is my house staff from Jackson House.
My friends and family.
My parents and my friends.
My parents and all my friends that all right, Sandy Care that encouraged me to do stuff.
I'll have to say my auntie, my uncle, my sister, and everybody here at Sandy Care.
My house staff.
My dad.
My mom and my dad.
The people that encouraged me is my mom and dad and my brothers and my sister.
My coaches from Special Olympics.
Today is also National Report Medicare Fraud Day. It brings awareness to the amount of Medicare fraud and the steps to report it. Also, today is National School Picture Day. I have a question for y'all. Do you like to take your school picture?
Well, I used to.
Mommy, Abba.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I used to like when I got the school pictures taken because my whole family got the copies of them.
Ashley, did you used to like to take school pictures?
Very much. I like school pictures.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely, yes.
I like taking my school pictures sometimes, not all times.
I take school picture at Highland High School.
I hated taking my school pictures because they would always angle me at a different side and they would always like make me smile and I didn't want to smile and everything, so I gave them the look and it was a death stare look.
Oh, Mickey, really?
It looked like a mugshot, but...
You know, same thing. They'll say, okay, sit up straight. And then they'll say, okay, give me that big, beautiful smile. I'll give him a smile. And then I'll be saying to myself, like, oh my gosh. And then the other part is, that's kind of annoying. Oh, your mom will be so proud of you. She's gonna look at your pictures and see how beautiful you've gotten. Then, on top of that, my auntie, she'll start crying. I'm just like, it's just a school picture. So, no, I don't like getting my school pictures taken.
No comment.
Ramon, okay. Do you like getting your school pictures taken?
I didn't care.
I didn't either.
Of course I didn't.
I knew what day it was, so I could get fly. Good. So I could get fly over my picture. So. Now, if it was a day where I didn't know it was coming, I'd be mad. I'd be like, man, I could have wore something better today.
Oh, speaking of that, Ramon, There was a time where I was in school at the Medina County JVS, and it was picture day, and it was a last-minute thing, and we didn't know it was picture day, so everybody's down. Stairs getting their picture taken, and so I went into the bathroom and I gelled my hair up and everything at the last minute, and they took a mug shot of me.
Like some spikes?
Yes. Oh. And they snapped a shot of me in the yearbook, and that's what I got.
Pictures, school, no.
Yes, I like to have my school picture taken because I have a beautiful smile.
I like taking my school pictures because when I was in Nerdonia High School, we had our school pictures taken in the gym, and I really like that.
Today is also National Video Game Day. For the video game lovers, what is your favorite video game and console?
I like Sonic, Mario, Kirby, and I also like Yu-Gi-Oh. Oh, my favorite console is all the PS stations.
Well, my favorite console that I got this past year is the Nintendo Switch because you can hook it up to your TV and you can play different games. My favorite video game is the Just Dance games.
I don't play those games.
My favorite video games are Super Mario Odyssey on Nintendo Switch, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Nintendo Switch, and finally, Sims 4 on Xbox One.
For everyone that doesn't know, I am a video game-aholic. I love my video games ever since I was a little girl. I love Sega the most. That's what I grew up on. I love anything that has to do with Sega. I loved Street Fighter. and Mortal Kombat and everything that came on Sega. And yeah, that's what I grew up on.
Xbox One. Grand Theft Auto.
I like the Wii Bonin I got. Never been used, but I need to because my sister might take it away from me, so I gotta stop playing it.
No, I'm too girly.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Oh. Well, they had video games.
You know there's girl gamers.
Yeah, there's.
Do they have unicorns?
Yes, they have My Little Pony and Sega.
Do they have Barbies?
There's
been Barbie games coming out since, what, Atari 2600?
Yep.
So you play with Barbie?
No.
Bruh.
They have Rapunzel now.
They do?
Oh my god!
They also have a princess video game. On the Wii.
I love princess.
Next!
My favorite video game was Mario Brothers 1, and my favorite concept was the regular Nintendo.
And also today is National Day of the Programmer. Without them, we wouldn't have some great tech we've had, past, present, and future. And that, my friends, is your morning toast.
Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Time to get into our first topic, but first a brief coffee break.
Hi, I'm Dower. One, two, ta-ta, ta-ta.
Perfect.
Want to ask us a question? Do you have a comment? We will read and respond to your questions and comments on the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. Email us at sandycarebreakfastclub@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
The process of making yourself a better or more knowledgeable person can be called self-improvement. Anything you do in an attempt to improve yourself is self-improvement. Volunteering at a homeless shelter, going to college, learning to meditate. Face your fears, exercise your willpower to change directions, admit your mistakes, refine your goals, believe in yourself, ask for wisdom, conserve your time, invest your profits. All of these things and more can lead to self-improvement. I will now ask the Sandy Care Breakfast Club, in the process of making yourself a better person, what weakness do you have that you can honestly say needs self-improvement?
My weakness is there's times where I'm too scared and afraid to open up to my auntie a lot, like especially if, you know, if something's bothering me or the person that I want to, like, you know, go places with. There's times where I have a hard time opening up to her. And another thing is my weakness is when somebody tries to correct me and I think that they're like snappy, I get upset and I don't tell the person how I feel about it. And I do need to learn how to open up, especially to my auntie. I feel comfortable talking to my sister about stuff because, you know, she's understandable, but I need to learn how to open up to her. You know, it's hard.
Well, I guess for me is what I need to work on. I'm still trying to get over my fear, which is, you know, I'm still trying to work at it, you know, just just like any you know, loud noises from the sky, or you know, if it's like pouring down rain, or it's like the sky is like, you know, lighting up like really bad. It's just really hard to get over my fear, and I'm really trying my best to do it, but just, you know, it's just really not easy for me. So, I'm trying as best as I can to get over it.
One of the things that I need to make myself for a self-improvement is focusing on myself instead of other people. You know, I'm in the works of getting a new job and getting my own place and hopefully driving next year. And also, I need to self-improve on letting my family and friends that have died go. I mean, I'm still sad and upset about it. I always will be. Cause my grandpa and my uncle were everything to me. And I'm truly making a bucket list that's unfinished, that for my uncle right now, that things that he didn't get to do because he had lung cancer and he died from it. And I'm trying to do the things that he would want to do right in the making right now. So yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to improve myself on.
There's one thing I need to improve myself on is when we have to put an animal down, I need to learn not to cry so much about it. Cause yesterday we just had to put our pig down, and when I get home, I was upset and crying. And another thing is trying to not take things that don't belong to me.
I get better, learn how to read the book.
Two ways to help me improve myself through self-improvement is for never ever breaking stuff like iPads and iPad OSs, coming soon to Apple on September 19th, and finally, reading a good book.
My family and my grandparents are doing something. I listen to them, talk to them, and that's it.
The first one is, I think I need to improve my anger issues, because when I'm like, you know how people get, you know how we all get like antsy when we're doing something? Well, I get a little antsy when I tell my parents to, that I'm like ready to, go, I need to work on telling them that I need my medication every time. And the other thing is, I need to get over my fear of my heights, over the heights of any thing that are too high for me.
I gotta admit, I gotta get over my fear of heights. And I also got to improve me exercising more.
I need to improve on my stage fright.
I need to improve on getting out to the van on time.
My self-improvement is working really.
And that is the end of our topic. And now a brief coffee break.
This is Angelica, and you can catch me on the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast.
Hi, this is Susanna. Like us on Facebook at Sandy Carroll LLC.
This concludes the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. And now we leave you with an inspirational quote.
The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Adios.
Stay toasty.
Goodbye, my friend.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.